In high school basketball action Friday night, it was Atlantic over Creston, 74-33 in boys' hoops. Also, Audubon beating Oakland Riverside, 66-43. ADM was a 76-57 winner over Carroll. Arweva down Boyer Valley, 53-43. Elsewhere in boys' action, Bedford beat Mount Air, 54-38. It was Bondurant Farrar over Winterset, 60-47. Charter Oak Ute was a 52-31 winner over Adair Casey. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln with a 71-63 victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Earlham had a 52-44 win over Ogden. Essex beat East Mills, 47-39 in boys' hoops. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton was a 54-46 winner over Woodbine. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 66-40. It was Glidden Ralston with a 76-62 win over West Harrison. Grandview Christian Academy beat Orion Magsburg 82-39. Harlan was a 65-44 winner over Denison Schleswig. IKM Manning beat Neola Tri-Center 72-43. It was Kemper Catholic over Lewis Central in boys basketball 66-52. Lennox downing East Union 66-51. Madrid beat West Central Valley of Stewart 54-40. Elsewhere in boys' hoops, it was Missouri Valley getting past AHSTW 42-35. Nottoway Valley blowing away Southwest Valley 75-47. Oldable Arthur BCIG was a 71-66 winner over West Monona. Peyton Sherdan slipped past Cam 65-60. Also, it was Shenandoah beating Clarinda 77-48. St. Albert over Red Oak 62-47 in boys' hoops. Stanton beating Sydney 58-39. Trainer was an 81-47 winner over Logan Magnolia. And Underwood beat Griswold 72-55. In girls' action, it was Creston beating Atlantic 43-29. AHSTW downing Missouri Valley 40-31. Adair Casey was a 38-33 winner over Charter Oak Ute in girls' hoops. ADM beat Carroll 65-34. Audubon was a 42-18 winner over Riverside. The Bedford girls beat Mount Air 76-65. Essex beat East Mills 53-31. Exira EHK was a 71-36 winner over Woodbine in girls' basketball. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna in overtime 45-43. It was Grandview Christian over Orion Maxburg 73-25. Harlan beating Denison Schleswig 50-22. The IKM Manning girls had a 57-55 win over Tri-Center. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 49-36. Nottoway Valley was a 56-29 winner over Southwest Valley in girls' hoops. In other action, it was Ogden beating Earlham 70-37. Omaha Roncalli beating Council Bluffs TJ 67-25. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 49-35 in girls' basketball. Shenandoah beat up on Clarinda 59-38. Sydney was a 38-34 winner over Stanton. St. Albert beat Red Oak 65-35. Also in girls' hoops, Trainer was a 65-41 winner over Logan Magnolia. Underwood beat Griswold 63-58. West Central Valley was a 58-51 winner over Madrid. And West Monona beat Oldable Arthur BCIG 49-35 in girls' high school basketball action Friday night. In women's college hoops Friday, Sienna Johnson scored 22 points, including two free throws with 5.4 seconds left. And Iowa State rallied to defeat number 23 Iowa 69-66, a game you might have heard here on KJAN if you were listening. Allie Disterhoff, who led the Hawkeyes with 26 points, missed a contested three-pointer over Bridget Carlton at the buzzer. Iowa, which lost its 10th straight at Ames, led 33-28 at the half and 54-46 entering the fourth quarter before the Cyclones rallied. It became a duel between Disterhoff, who had 9 points in the fourth quarter, and Johnson, who had 11. The duo combined to score the last 12 points of the game in the final 2 minutes, but Disterhoff missed a free throw with 7 seconds left. The Hawkeyes made 4 of 15 shots in the fourth quarter. Iowa State, 8 of 15. Johnson also had 10 rebounds and 5 assists. Disterhoff had 8 rebounds and 3 assists. The Big 12 says it won't discipline Iowa State after students stormed the basketball court in a scene that left a newspaper columnist with a broken leg. The league says Iowa State handled the post-game celebration Thursday consistent with the Big 12 guidelines for sportsmanship and ethical conduct. Randy Peterson with the Des Moines Register was knocked over while walking from press row to the post-game news conference after fans rushed the court Thursday night following Iowa State's 83-82 win over rival Iowa. Peterson broke the tibia and fibula in his left leg. On Friday, he said he has no problem with fans rushing the floor after a big win. The Bedford Bulldogs this week decided to join the Audubon Wheelers in eight-man football. Bedford School Board voted Thursday night to play eight-man football beginning with the 2016 season. Any school with a basic education data survey enrollment of 115 or less have the option to play eight-man football if they so choose. Both Bedford and Audubon play Class A football last season, and both districts now have made the decision in the off-season to make the switch to eight-man football. In college football, Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops says he has granted junior backup quarterback Trevor Knight a full release. Knight was the Sugar Bowl MVP after the 2013 season, but lost his starting job to walk-on Baker Mayfield this season. Stoops said Knight will remain with the Sooners at least through the college football playoff. Fourth-ranked Oklahoma will play Clemson in the semifinals on December 31st. Ohio State has hired former Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Rutgers coach Greg Schiano as defensive coordinator. The 49-year-old Schiano has been out of coaching the past two seasons since being fired as head coach of the Buccaneers. He spent two seasons with the Bucs, going 11-21. Before that, he led a massive rebuild at Rutgers, turning a moribund program into a consistent winner. The Scarlet Knights went 68-67 under Schiano from 2001 to 2011, going to bowl games in six of their last seven seasons. In NFL news, New York Jets cornerback Darrelle Revis fully participated in practice Friday for the first time since suffering a concussion 3 weeks ago. Revis is listed as probable for the game with the Jets against the Titans on Sunday. Coach Todd Bowles said Revis still needs clearance by one more doctor, and then he's good to go. Elsewhere in the NFL, Jaguars middle linebacker Paul Posluszny will miss their game with the Colts this Sunday because of a hand surgery. Posluszny had three plates inserted into his right hand on Wednesday after breaking it last week at Tennessee. Titans wide receiver Kendall Wright will not play Sunday against the Jets because of injured ribs that kept him out of practice all week. Wright was hurt last week in Tennessee's win over Jacksonville. He's already missed three games this season with a sprained MCL in his left knee. The NFL has fined a pair of Pittsburgh Steelers for their actions in last Sunday's win over the Indianapolis Colts. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown was fined over $11,500 for jumping on the goalpost while celebrating a touchdown, and kicker Chris Boswell was fined nearly $8,700 for unnecessary roughness. And the New York Giants guard Justin Pugh was docked more than $17,000 for a leg wipe, and Tennessee tight end Philip Supernaw was fined about $8,700 for unnecessary roughness. Sports was brought to you this hour on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.